no law at all in Deadwood. Is that true?
No law can make it respect, where only the few survive and many are forgotten. It's Deadwood Radio with Earl Brown, and it's only here in Outlaw Country.
Well, hey, how you doing out there? This is Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country. This is Channel 63 on Sirius Radio. I'm Sean Bridgers. I play Johnny Burns on HBO's hit show Deadwood. And with me, I got two of my best buddies. On my right, I got
Earl Brown. I play Dan Doherty.
And on the left, I got
Jim Beaver. I play Ellsworth.
Can I get an amen, people?
Amen.
Well, we had quite an episode last week. You know, the big guy had to go to the can.
Oh, we're going to play some songs. I got a song lined up. We're going to play later in the show about that one.
Oh, well, see? Perfect.
We got songs about going to the can?
Well, not the shitter can. I mean the can. I mean the clink. I mean, you know, he's going to jail. Something that we don't see much nowadays. Powerful people going to jail.
Maybe he'll be in the cell next to Ken Lay.
That's right. Well, what do we got up first here, Earl?
Things is tough all over.
By Gary Allen.
Things are tough all over, and I'm losing badly. I wish you were still here, and I say it sadly. But if you wanna come back, 'cause you need a shoulder. Things are tough all over. Yes, I should count my blessings for the life I still have in a world of misfortune that can happen so fast. Life-size dominoes, one falls after another. Things are tough all over. Tough all over. Things are tough all over. Tough.
You don't want to speak like that again to Mr. Hurst.
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to try to change my fucking mind?
Not only will I change your mind, I'll rip your whole fucking head off.
Got no home, I'm just a roaming round, just a wandering worker. I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Around, it's mighty plain to see. This world is such a great and a funny place to be. All the gambling man is rich and the working man is poor, and I ain't got no home in this world
Won't somebody help me get away from here? Won't somebody help me get away from here? Oh, Lord, won't you show me the way?
Task you'd give us, and what's our fucking peace for doing them?
Oh,
shut up.
To not let become over honor us, my interests encounter with the camp's retrogressive elements.
Meaning what, you phony bastard? Who do we kill? What's our pay?
It ain't fair to make it that simple, Al.
Fuck you. Took the pick to me simple enough.
We will get to numbers quickly once we've agreed in principle.
Numbers are the only principle I believe in. And naming what the numbers buy. When you and him come to him, tell fucking Adams, and he'll bring you my reply later. Him and me, we've had our last word.
Thank you. tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my sublime, thinking I won't see that if I cross that line, then they bury me. Well, I just might find I'm killing time for eternity. And I don't know nothing about tomorrow. I've been lost.
Hey, all you hoopleheads, you're listening to Outlaw Country and Deadwood Radio on Sirius Satellite with the cast of Deadwood. You know, we was talking last break about George Hirst being led by his ear to the jail. Yeah. I got a song queued up for that one.
Perfect.
But I got a funny story to go along with it. You know me, I always got a funny story.
Go ahead.
You always got a story.
You know, you know, telling a story and name dropping. I know, with me, oh my God, I can't believe he's doing either. Steve Earle a few years ago.
Who?
Steve Earle, you know, that rebel outlaw poet, Steve Earle.
Okay.
I did his play in Nashville, you know, I told you that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we were...
Was anybody else famous in it?
Steve Earle. Come on.
Steve told me out of the blue once. He goes, you know what I fucking hate? I fucking hate an actor with a guitar around his neck. I mean, how goddamn big does your ego have to be? I swear to God, can't the silver screen fit it? I mean, no, you got to pick up, you know.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess your point is that actors shouldn't sing and...
Well, I think that was his point.
I thought you were Steve Earle. That imitation was so spot on, I forgot where I was. But didn't Steve Earle actually act?
Yeah.
He had a role in The Wire, didn't he? Not?
He is
on
The Wire.
Well, that's a little bit...
That's our fellow HBO show, you know?
Let's face it, not a lot of actors can sing, and they think they can now.
Well, the bar of success is not set too high. I think on the opposite side, musicians that become actors, that's got to be Kris Kristofferson. That's the best. And Dwight Yoakam's a hell of an actor, too.
That's right.
Not Britney Spears.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see Mariah Carey's movie.
Well, going in the other direction, there are a couple of actors that have won Grammys and or Oscars songs that they've written. So we're going to play them now. So going back to the George Hurst in the jailhouse, this is In the Jailhouse Now by Tim Blake Nelson from the Oh Brother soundtrack. Following that is one of our former cast members, Keith Carradine, who played Wild Bill on our show with his Grammy and Oscar-winning song, I'm Easy.
He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. A whist and yoga, but shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Girl named Susie, I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
Not my way to love you just when no one's looking. It's not my way to take your hand if I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside of me. When it's love you won't be needing, you're not free. Please stop pulling at my sleeve if you're just playing. If you won't take the things you make me wanna give, I never cared too much for games, and this one's driving me insane. You're not half as free to wander as you claim, but I'm easy, yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game as though that's how it ought to be. Cause I'm easy. Don't lead me on if there's nowhere for you to take me. If loving you would have to be a sometime thing, I can't put bars on my inside. My love is something I can't hide. It still hurts when I recall the times I've tried. But I'm easy, yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight because I'm easy. Don't do me favors, let me watch you from a distance. Cause when you're near, I find it hard to keep my head. When your eyes throw light at mine, it's enough to change my mind. Make me leave my cautious words and ways behind. That's why I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Say you want me, I'll come running without taking time to think, because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight, because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game, as though that's how it ought to be, because I'm easy.
I'm gonna kill that cocksucker.
All in good time.
Dixie as he died, people just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had run out of tin of all his rebel pride. I sang Dixie as he died. Said way down yonder in the land of cotton, old times ain't near as rotten as they are on this damned old L.A. street. They drew a dying breath, laid his head against my chest. Please, Lord, take his soul back home to Dixie. Sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. The bottle had run out of tin of all his rebel pride. So I sang Dixie.
that fell. It's a time I remember oh so well.
Predicted to Johnny, virtually word for word.
About what?
How you'd react to that killing. Dan, Johnny does not like killing to end a fair fight. Oh, why, I'll ask Johnny, because then I fucking have to explain to him. It's more like a contest, Johnny, or the like, a bout.
Seeing a light go out of their eyes.
In the one you'd left in his socket. Better in his one than the both of yours, huh?
Everybody's on the edge, where the subcultures have been sucked up, at least the fashions, the look. In a world where long-haired yuppies ride Harleys, where preppies sport tattoos, and even preteen kids from Bel Air have been there and done that. Everybody's hip, everybody's hip, everybody's hip. The whole country's copped an attitude from sea to sneering sea, but look out, for you are what you hate. Trying to be. because I believe that the most daring, outlandish, revolutionary thing you can do in 21st century America is to treat everybody, people you know, people you don't know, with dignity and kindness whenever possible. Hey, fuck it. It's something to shoot for.
In her world of jovial despair, you feel her glide through the air. You can't see her, but you know she's there. The ghost of a whore walks the floor of the Silver Dollar Saloon. The passions unleashed of the long deceased echo through the Silver Dollar Saloon. She came in search for gold. She sold her body but lost her soul. The beauty of her youth, it grew quite old. The ghost of a whore walks the floor of the Silver Saloon. The passions unleashed of the long deceased echo through the Silver Dollar Saloon. Was reft. She cried the tears of the off bereft. She killed herself, but she never left. The ghost of a whore walks the floor of the Silver Dollar Saloon. The passions unleashed of the long deceased echo through the Silver Dollar Saloon. The ghost of a whore walks the floor.
Sirius Radio, Channel 63, Deadwood Radio in Outlaw Country.
Now, I recognize those first two songs, but I don't know what the hell the other two were. Now, what? I'm just kidding. That was King Straggler, and that was Sacred Cowboys with Silver Dollar Saloon.
I was thinking, I have seen you in the front row several times at our show.
Right. No,
we're going to drag your ass up on stage.
Two great
one
bands.
Of these points.
Now,
don't let him do
I've
it.
I was lucky enough to hear Earl's first cut of Silver Dollar Saloon, and And there's a really great story behind it. Why don't you tell us that, Earl?
And I just thought of this as we did it. It ties in with Tim Nelson. I was working with Tim in Alaska on this movie, and we were staying in Skagway, Alaska. It's a tourist town where all the cruise ships come in.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were there before the tourism season started. It's a small town, about 700 people, you know, and they live through a rugged winter. Well, we got there right when the spring thaw was happening, but before the ships. There's a place called the Red Onion, which was one of the old bordellos. Now, Skagway was ground zero for the Yukon Gold Rush, which was the next big gold rush after Deadwood. And actually, a lot of the denizens of Deadwood that made their way up there, like Soapy Smith, the Al Swearingen of Skagway, is portrayed, Soapy, the soap seller, one of our players he's been
in. Oh, right,
in.
Yeah, sure.
Gil Gale
yeah.
plays him, you know, right. $5, buy a bar of soap inside.
Right, yeah.
It's based on Soapy Smith. Anyway, in Skagway at the Red Onion, that was the place that the movie crew would hang out. They opened it early so we'd have a place when we weren't working. Well, upstairs is a museum of Old West prostitution. And it is exactly as it was back in the period. They've got all the old beds. They've got the tube system, the way that the girls would pay. They would slide down a tube to the bar, and every girl had a doll that looked like her or was dressed like her. And if the girl wasn't available,
was
the doll...
Was that cheaper or something to get the doll?
No, I don't think you got a souvenir, you know. No, you rung the bell and you left without a doll. Anyway.
I got a doll.
There was a girl named Lydia who had come up there to seek her fortune, and it was a much more rugged life than she could face, and Lydia hung herself. Well, everyone that worked there sweared that Lydia's ghost still haunted the upstairs. And every single person I met that worked in that bar had some encounter, you know, with this ghostly presence. So I hear that, and I think, fuck, I gotta see this. So I said, could you loan me the key? So I take my guitar and I go upstairs, and I think I'm going to sing all these Old West sad songs, and I'm gonna
do some conjuring.
Yeah, you know, get me some ghostly loving, you know, of sorts. I figured, the wife wouldn't complain if it's a spirit, you know.
I didn't physically touch her.
Anyway.
It was more of a metaphysical kind of adultery.
I go upstairs with the guitar, I sit down, and I sing Towns Van Zandt's Tecumseh Valley, which is an Old West, great, great Old West song about this prostitute that kills herself. I sang Long Black Veil, anything I could think of that was Old West and sad and lonely and ended up in murder or death or hanging somehow. I sang it. So I didn't see the ghost. And the first time, the only time in my life, a song has come out full formed. I strummed an E chord and I started singing the beginning of that tune. Yeah. And the tune is, there was actually an extra verse that I cut out of it, but everything was there, came to me in one fell motion. I just started singing and that was it. So, you know, let's play Tecumseh Valley and Long Black Veil.
Oh yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Let's do some versions that are remade by some other folks that might not be as familiar.
Let's do Lefty Frizzell's Long Black Veil.
All right.
On a cold, dark night, there was someone killed 'neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slayer who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it made my life, for I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows.
but me. The sky flows high and eternity near. She stood in the crowd and shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind moans in a long black veil, she cries over my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows but me.
The name she gave was Caroline, daughter of a miner, and her ways were free, and it seemed to me the sunshine walk beside her. She came from Spencer across the hill. She said her paw had sent her, 'cause the coal was low, soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. She said she'd come to look for work. She was not seeking favors for a dime a day and a place to stay. She turned no hands to labor. But the times were hard, Lord, and the jobs were few. All through Tecumseh Valley, she asked around, and a job she found tending bar Gifts to Sally. She saved enough to get back home. The spring replaced the winter, but her dreams were denied. Her paw had died. The word come down Spencer. So she turned to whoring out on the streets with all the lust inside her. And it was many a man returned again to lay himself beside her. Found her down beneath the stairs that led to Gypsy Sally. And in her hand when she died was a note that cried fairly well to Tecumseh Valley. you gave was Caroline, daughter of a miner, and her ways were free and the same to me. The sunshine walked beside her.